Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. To be good at anything in life, your career, your relationships, managing your money, etc., you need to find some balance. For my husband Jeff and me, that means escaping from time to time and finding these places to explore that are about beauty, exploration, experiences, and if you're lucky, making a few new friends along the way. On this episode, we invite you to escape with us to one of the most beautiful places in Oregon on our search to find some balance.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
You know that I live in Los Angeles, which is this crazy busy city, but I am just on the coast from the Mount Hood River Gorge area, which is just outside of Portland, Oregon, and just also on the border of Washington. You literally can cross the gorge and you're in Washington. It's pretty cool. And I'd always had this picture in my head of how beautiful I wanted this area to look, and wow, I was not let down. To be honest, between running the podcast, being an entrepreneur with crazy big dreams, being a wife, trying to manage our money from day to day, and so much more, I can really get stressed out and totally overwhelmed. So this trip was a quest to get out of our comfort zone and find balance without breaking the bank. I want you to come along as I share how we found balance from an amazing bike wine tour to staying at a 100-year-old hotel with healing spa treatments to a kayaking stand-up paddleboard tour on the Clackamas River. So I asked all of our three guests, Allie, Claire, and Luke, how they would describe this area in one word. And here's what they had to say.
A discovery.
The first word that came to mind for me was spectacular.
I would probably go with unexpected, just because a lot of folks come out here and it gives them more than what they even had anticipated.
Luke's unexpected word really hit home with me. And that's what we found when we headed out to the spectacular bike and wine tour with Allie from Mountain Barrel in the Hood River, Oregon area. It was a perfect day. Sunny skies, warm weather. And I mean, could any day be a bad day when you're sipping wine from local wineries for a few hours? I tend to think not.
All around you is this scenery.
Right.
And so every minute of it should be spent out enjoying it. And that was kind of, and there's something about being on a bike.
Yep. Being on the bike is pretty darn cool and not at all hard work with the incredible scenery that we had. I wish you could have been there with me. And Allie agrees, this place is so special.
What isn't special about Hood River? I think it's like we talked about earlier. You've got this agricultural aspect, which you know has history, and we've got, you know, now we've had this wine scene that's just exploded, and we have fruit. We're known for all of our different fruits, and then we have the landscapes that you get to look at, the mountains.
Yeah.
Even the mighty Columbia, you know, flowing kind of right through the gorge, and the different, we were looking at Underwood Mountain even, which is pretty close, but you've got nice different facing slopes that help grow different types of wines. You've got all the different type of terroir and the different microclimates. So it's pretty dynamic. And that's just talking about the landscape and the architecture. Then we have this whole recreational element, which is people out really just appreciating what we have here.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of it. And as you can see, sometimes we try to put some of the stuff together. And I think when you do, it can be pretty amazing as long as it's done right. And I hope that's what we try to talk about, bottling it up. That's kind of what we try to do with our guests that come out, is try to put these things together in the best possible way find a way to share it and let our guests enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, we've had an amazing experience. Like, you know, we're on this quest for like balance and relaxation and living in Los Angeles. Sure, we have like beautiful mountains all around us, but it's not quite the same. Like there's a peacefulness about this place. Like even just driving here this morning, essentially we drove from like the Portland area and just the river running, you know, by the highway. I mean, it's just like you want to stop at every sort of like, you know, bend or turn around the highway and take it all in. And I'm just curious, like, what about like this area and this wine region that is maybe so different about some other place that, you know, going on this bike tour that we just went on and sipping wines, like, you know, how is this different in this part of Oregon?
Well, I think that definitely the landscapes and the scenery. I mean, that's first and foremost. I mean, we talked about for every mile you go west of Cascade Locks. So once you go further east past Portland, you hit Cascade Locks. For every mile, you lose an inch of rain. So you start out almost rainforest in one side on the west side of Hood River. And then you move your way to a complete desert. And our wine region extends all the way to Goldendale, which is where Maryhill Winery is, which is going to feel completely different. And that's on the Washington side. So we also have, what's neat about the gorge and our wine region that we have here is that we are Oregon and Washington. And then, like I said, we've got this east-west thing going where the wines that you're going to taste over on our far east side of the region are going to be much more like, you know, warm weather varietals and things you would find in Walla Walla. So we've kind of got, we used to call it a world of wine in 40 miles. So we've got that. And I know I keep relating everything back to wine. Obviously, I love wine. I'm sitting here with the glass of wine. But you know, beyond that, it's not just the things to look at, but we're about experiences here. And I think everyone here that is involved in agritourism or agriculture even, we all understand and appreciate what we have and the kind of experience we can give people who have never been here. And we feed off of it. We love it. And we want to make it better. And you make it better by working together and by, you know, saying, how can we give people what they're looking for and let them see, you know, the best of what we have to offer. And so it's definitely it's a community effort. And I think that's I'm jumping all over the place because there's where to start half the time. But that's the other part is the community. And our community is we're a family. And this business started because of my partners wanting to be a part of it and believing in it and being excited about it. Maybe not right away, but eventually. And
you worked your magic.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think, or maybe it was really annoying, but either way it worked. And now we just get it. It's just like, how can we keep doing this? And it isn't just, I don't think it's just exclusive to what we do. You know, we have we've got cideries and we have breweries that are just fantastic. And in fact, we've been now kind of all working together to do packages together and send each other business. So you can taste everything that we have to offer because it's so vast. You need more than one day here.
I wouldn't have thought that just a 40, 45 minute drive, like outside of Portland, there would be this great quality wine and beer. And like you said, just like restaurants and all of these sort of like just amazing, again, hard to like explain experiences. But like when you were putting together your company, Mountain Barrel, like what sort of experiences were you like, okay, I have to somehow like package this up so somebody can really have this experience and relax and yet enjoy themselves to have some sort of physical activity while we're wine tasting.
Yes. I think it's because you want to be outside and you want to be in it. We talked about this earlier, but when the sun comes out, you're just like, it's almost picking between different things. And so we having been originally from the other side of the gorge, in Troutdale, which is just outside of Portland. I was from Northeast Portland, but really grew up out in Troutdale. I understood and appreciated what we had in Hood River, but there was never a wine scene. I mean, we would head out, we have Multnomah Falls and we have amazing hikes and we would head out and do a lot of that and do a lot of things up on the mountain. And we loved Hood River, you know, stopping in and experiencing kind of the downtown and the Fruit Loop. We did grow up going to the apple farms, you know, out here.
Wow.
And so that was always really neat. But when I discovered the wine scene, that was it. It was just like how can we not know about it? It was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I want to join every wine club. And then it was like, all my friends need to come do this, you know. And then it was like, I have to move here. It was all the stuff, you know? So, I think that it was like I said, discovering the wine. And then, me and a friend went out and did a bike ride to one of the wineries and and the idea originally was like, I got to market these wineries because I was in marketing.
Right.
But I think once we did the biking to the winery, that took it to a whole nother level. And that was it. And then it just became, oh my gosh, no, this is the way you market them. You market them by making the experience to and from part of the whole experience, you know, making the transportation. Where we all zone out, we all, you know, get on our phones and do whatever, but all around you is this scenery.
Right.
And so every minute of it should be spent out enjoying it.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with DeleteMe. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
After our epic wine bike ride with Allie and her company, Mountain Barrel, we headed to this little town with 600 people called Doofer to the historic Balch Hotel that is over 100 years old. You walk out of the front door and you can literally see Mount Hood staring back at you. It is majestic and so amazing. We went to the Balch Hotel because one of the owners, Claire, offers some life-changing and healing spa treatments to usher in balance and awake your soul, as she so eloquently says.
Trust your own soul. Your soul knows its way. And when we can start to really tap in and trust that and give us the space we need, then it's going to unfold in the right timing. And Lord knows it's not usually the timing we want. It's not usually the timing I want either.
Claire is a gem with so much wisdom to share. Honestly, it was this huge surprise for us. And if you listen carefully, maybe you can hear the relaxation that is in my voice. I had this very unique gemstone Reiki treatment with Claire just a few hours earlier. And I know it might sound a little strange, but getting out of my comfort zone was important. And I think the number one reason for me to go on this trip. So Claire, this has been like an absolutely amazing day as we were driving over to your historic hotel in Doofer. We were like, where are we going?
Yeah.
You know, just these winding roads. And we came over yesterday, there was the storm brewing, you know, and it was just this, you know, sort of bizarre moment. And then we came here and there's just such a, like an amazing, welcoming element here. So tell me a little bit about Balch and like what brought you here?
Many things brought us here. And I feel like in so many ways, it's the culmination of several dreams. The dream that I had to be able to have a retreat place, a place where I could do the healing work that I do and create experiences for people. And Josiah's love for hospitality and his love for historic buildings and his love for nature. Both of us have a deep love for nature. And so wanting to be in a natural environment, in a beautiful environment, but also one that we're not in the middle of nowhere. One of the things I really like about being in Doofer is that it feels like it's the middle of nowhere, and yet we're 15 minutes from a major interstate. We're an hour and a half or more from Portland, Oregon. Right. So we're really in a place that's really accessible. to a lot of people, and that we're in a place where people can unwind and relax and really come home to themselves. And I feel like right now we're in a time where people are quite stressed and beside themselves, sort of literally and figuratively with what's going on in the world. And so we really need opportunities and experiences to drop in and remember who we really are.
Yeah. And we even had this moment, we have this often when we travel, but we sort of felt this last night where we always say like it takes a while for the LA to come off of us. And there's a moment of like, oh my gosh, like we have to have something to do where there's not enough to do. There's, you know, and then when we can sink into, but that's great. There's actually not a lot for us to do. And it is about relaxing. And I think for so many of us, like we love the word, the idea of like relaxation and balance and those sort of things. But the actual
doing of it
is can be kind of hard, stressful.
Yeah.
Which is so counterintuitive, but
I totally understand. I'd love
To talk a little bit about like some of the work that you do. I was lucky enough to have a treatment with you this morning, which was amazing. And tell me a little bit about like what is inspired the different treatments that, that you do that people might not have heard of, or you know, they might not be sort of the norm.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, it was really a great blessing working with you earlier today. I felt it's always such a great honor when I feel like I can use and give my gifts in a way that feel like are well received, of benefit, of value. And so, and I'm somebody that is just, I guess, multi-passionate. And so I've never been really content to like sort of choose one thing and then just do that. And I, at times that's felt more like a curse than a blessing because it's like, you know, in my signature line or in my blurb, when I talk to somebody or my, you know, greeting somebody, it's always, I don't want to overwhelm somebody with all the things I do. And yet there's an incredible richness to all of the different experiences. And it's not really about me. I mean, it's really about creating space where people that come can start to can find what they need, really. And so just the path of my career has been such that I first studied and practiced art therapy for a long time, worked as a therapist. So I have that deep sort of understanding, clinical understanding of what drives people and what supports people. And then just my own curiosity and my Gemini nature. I'm just not easily, I'm just, I guess, bored easily or something. I just learn other things. I learn other tools, other techniques. And I'm always looking for what's going to sort of solve the problem quickest. And, you know, what's going to get to the root or what's going to create the solution that somebody needs most quickly, because the history of psychotherapy is that it can take a long time. And I think we're in a time where it doesn't have to take a long time. And I don't think we have a long time. I think, I think there's, and people just generally have a, more of a sense of urgency anyway. So I like to provide all kinds of different treatments that, these were things that were already in my toolbox. I just happened, I guess, to have a sort of a an interesting toolbox. And then when we came here, it seemed like my background, my training as an esthetician, I could do these skincare treatments and like, oh, right. And I trained in Reiki so I could do Reiki treatments and gem therapy. And oh, right, I learned aromatherapy. And, you know, before I knew it, I had a whole sort of treatment menu of things that I could offer. I wasn't really, hadn't particularly set out to do that. It's just kind of worked out that way. And it allows me to meet people at where they're at and experience different things that maybe they wouldn't experience or they wouldn't even allow themselves to experience other places. Because certainly some of these treatments people or sessions people could get up where they live at home.
Right.
But a lot of times we don't give ourselves the permission to
do that. Yeah. there's something about being in a different environment where, you know, it's welcomed.
Yeah. And
this is probably a loaded question that could take us, you know, 3-4 hours to discuss, but I think that a lot of people, a lot of feedback I've heard from people that listen to the podcast, and I know just from my own friends and myself sort of being on this journey to like find out, like uncovering your purpose and what, you know, the best version of you. Mm-hmm. And is there any advice you would give to somebody who's maybe stuck and, you know, they're trying to walk in this space of the version of themselves that they want to be, but maybe they just can't, for whatever reason, get there.
Mm. So a couple of things jump to mind. And the first one is that we are not meant to do it alone, that personal growth is a team sport, and that we can't, just the nature of who we are, we can take all the classes that we want or trainings or download all different kinds of things. And I certainly do that. But oftentimes it really takes being with somebody or having some accountability with somebody to do that. So that's one thing. And to not be hard on ourselves when we can't do it alone. And in fact, when we can do it alone, to take it as like a huge blessing. To have that, to allow ourselves to have that be the exception rather than the rule, I think and feel is, you know, to give ourselves the space and the credit. And then the other piece to that, I think, would be, or feel would be, that to, when we're feeling stuck, and certainly we all go through those places, to trust the process and to believe or trust or find a way to tap into an idea that life is working for us.
Right.
It's not something that's happening to us. It's happening with us. And that maybe in a stuck place, we need to back off. We need to rest, or we need to just not push so hard. Especially if whoever it is somebody that knows themselves to be kind of a pusher or a striver, which, you know, in our culture we're really taught to be. And the other, I guess, third piece that really just jumps to mind is to really trust your own soul, that your soul knows its way. And when we can start to really tap in and trust that and give us the space we need, then it's going to unfold in the right timing. And Lord knows it's not usually the timing we want. It's not usually the timing I want either. So there's something kind of in there. Maybe part 3B is like cultivating patience,
right?
Which, you know, that's just,
yeah.
It's hard.
We're all a work in progress on that one.
Yeah.
So are there ways that someone can incorporate wellness or different elements? You know, everybody's at a different budget level. Like some people can't go to a spa or go to a therapist or go do, you know, something like that, but they need to incorporate this piece into their life. Are there little ways you can kind of tiptoe into bringing balance and wellness into your life?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the miracle of the age we're in, is that there are so many free resources. I mean, just the podcast world alone, I think, probably can feed somebody, nourish somebody with more information they could probably ever use in 10 lifetimes. So part of it is finding a few people that, like if somebody's in an economic place where they can't really, you know, reach out and be investing in support for themselves, but they could be listening to people and practicing tools and skills. And I think that's kind of the key, is maybe learning some tools and skills, like starting to fill a toolbox with some simple things that we can do to rebalance ourselves. Because I think that's kind of an important piece right now, is rebalancing, because life is designed right now, it seems like, to take us out of balance and to take us out of alignment. So the more we can bring ourselves back into alignment, then the more we're going to be moving forward on whatever that soul path is. And so the sooner we can kind of recognize when we're out of alignment, then then we can start to do what we need to do. And those things can be really simple. I mean, most of them are free. You know, it has to do with breathing and being in the body, grounding, simple practices for women, especially of becoming inhabiting our own bodies, inhabiting our hips, inhabiting our physical selves, because we're so enculturated to sort of be up and out. So many spiritual systems are about up and out.
Right.
And I think there's deep medicine in coming home and coming in. So recognizing that we're all an amalgam of mind, body, and spirit. And so looking at which areas we tend to be strongest or maybe even too strong in, like some of us are a little too in the busy mind mental department. We might need to be more in the physical realm. Some of us are too maybe physically embodied, maybe a little slothful and need to get a little more active or need to do a little more learning. And then also whatever ways we can to connect to spirit in whatever way you think or feel or believe about that. Cause that's not about a religious thing. It's about connecting to a force that's greater than us in whatever way you know that, whether that's nature or Jesus or the goddess or whatever, just finding like a sort of a spiritual home that feels good and feels right. And usually those kinds of places will also begin to offer more support. Spiritual communities will tend to offer more resources.
If you know anything about me, you know that I love water. My birthday is in July. I'm a Cancer, and we are water signs, and I completely believe that that is true. I could live in the water if that was possible. So we headed from Duford to the Clackamas River and Estacada and met up with Luke, who owns the Clackamas River Outfitters, where you can kayak and do a little stand-up paddleboarding. The day we went, it was rainy, so we did not have any water adventures, but there's no doubt that I will be back because it just looks amazing. And I know there are so many beautiful rivers in every corner of the United States. So what is so special about Clackamas and why do people come here?
They come from other places that also have those resources that are so amazing. Yet they come out to Estacada and to the Clackamas River and they say that about this. It just really helps solidify how special this place is for me and for the folks that come here.
Luke bleeds the Clackamas River, and you can see his enthusiasm for what he does the minute you meet him. I mean, could there be a better job? His sole purpose is just to help other people like you and me relax and find balance and get out of our heads and really experience the beauty of the water.
First of all, I grew up out here. This is where I learned to paddle, to whitewater paddle and kayak and stuff. So I'm really a fan of, you know, the big trees, the greenness. I love the wild rivers and the still waters of the lake. So what makes me a big fan of this area is, you know, how close it all is. You know, if you live in Estacada, you're minutes from these resources. You know, the lake's 5 minutes or less away and the river's 10 minutes upstream at the most. And then also, you know, if you're in Portland or the, you know, Clackamas County, Multnomah County, outlying areas of Portland, you're less than an hour away. So proximity and location is very key. And then when you go beyond that, the user friendliness of the access and getting there easily, and then just the setting, you know, it's a very beautiful area. So, you know, it offers everything from paddleboarding to kayaking, river, you know, whitewater stuff and lake stuff. You got, you know, class 1 to class 5, you know, for river and whitewater use. And so it really offers a really wide range for those users. You know, if you want to float on an inner tube between Barton to Carver, you know, that's there. If you want to learn how to kayak on class 1 and 2, you know, the lower portion of the river between Milo McIver Park and Oregon City is great for that. You know, we use it for our business for that instruction and tours. And when you graduate, you know, out of that and you want to do harder stuff, you just head upstream, you know, and you're in the wild and scenic stretch of the Clackamas. So it's all here, you know, kind of, but don't tell anybody.
I think that's the secret to the Mount Hood River Gorge area. While everyone wants you to come and visit, they also don't want you to tell anyone. And I get it. With a place so beautiful, so filled with adventure and relaxation, I can respect the desire just to keep it that way. If you're like me and you already have your screen up Googling how you can travel here, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. We want to give a big thanks to our friends at McMinimum's Edgefield Hotel, the Balch Hotel, the Porter Hotel in Portland, and to the Mount Hood River Gorge Visitors Bureau for helping us find some balance and get our zen on. Thanks so much for checking out this episode, and a big thanks to our sponsors that make this show possible. Remember to subscribe in your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. But before you leave, I want to empower you to embrace where you are today, the good and the not so good. And remember, nothing lasts forever. Just keep taking small steps every day and remember how awesome you truly are.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.